Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
With us today, Brad Hambrick, pastor of counseling at the Summit Church in Durham, North Carolina. Half of our adult population is made up of single folks. Singleness can be a time of both preparation and fulfillment of God-given purposes. So whether a person remains single or one day does marry, there are vital truths that make up the core of a healthy Christian. Would you tell us a couple of those?
Yeah, a few things that come to mind would be somebody who listens well. Because when we listen well, it shows that we're other-minded. And one of the things that a healthy Christian faith ought to do is take the focus off of ourselves. Let us put it on others, that somebody's growing. When we're growing, we're humble. We recognize that we are in process. We can talk about weaknesses and interest areas that we want to improve. And maybe another thing, you know, a healthy Christian is going to have interest with a purpose. They're going to have things that their life is moving towards, contributing to. And one of the things that if when we're in a dating phase that we're asking is, hey, can I come alongside of what this person is interested in, passionate about, in a way that they're going to be coming alongside of me in the same way?
Now, during the month of February, many single people long to be in a romantic relationship, and we can't totally escape Valentine's Day. Yet, we can learn so much from past relationships, whether they be friendships or with a significant other. What sort of things can we ask ourselves as we step toward healthy interactions in the future?
There should be a lot of compassion. I think one of the most important questions is, am I content with where I am? Maybe I'm not fully ecstatic, and I would like to be in a relationship that's more established and further on, but we make our best decisions. We show our best value judgments when we're intentional rather than responsive. And so contentment, it's a really important part of a foundation that says, I'm ready to take that next step in a relationship.
Great. Brad, what are some red flags of some unsafe people? Because some of our listeners may be coming out of abusive relationships in the past, and they want to start better in the future, or maybe be able to recognize what makes someone maybe unsafe and the difference between that and a safe person.
Yeah. In another person, some of the things that we would look at that would be red flags would be control, sometimes expressed by secrecy. They know a lot more about me than I know about them. There's a sense of isolation. The more that I'm with them, the less they want me to be with family or friends, other people. Or the individual just doesn't seem to honor my values and beliefs. There's this gravity where I have to conform to what's important to them more than there's any bending in them and what's important to me. And then maybe one of those things on the inside, as we evaluate ourselves, is we can ask, do I know this person well enough to feel the way I feel? Because sometimes just the anticipation, wanting to be with someone, we trust beyond the level of awareness that we have. And so how much we know about someone, how much outside information we've gotten from just hanging out with their friends and seeing how they interact and having some of those more objective sounding boards can be a good way for us to gauge how we're doing at trusting at a wise pace.
Yeah, excellent. What are some healthy indications that a person may be ready to trust again or start a new relationship? You mentioned before contentment.
I think of a couple of different angles here. There's, am I ready to trust again before a romantic relationship? One indicator would be, can I talk about those events with a trusted friend without spiking in anger or going flat with kind of numb? When I talk about those events of where trust was broken, are the key people in the story, are they three-dimensional characters? Is there a good representation of everything about them, or are there only heroes and villains as I talk about it? And then as I'm going into the relationship, how do I gauge whether that trust is emerging well? And then during the relationship, especially in those early phases, whether I'm excited or nervous, how well can I do at staying in the present? Oftentimes, those kinds of emotions run away with us, whether it is trusting too much or being too trust averse, because we get out in the future and we're not really engaging with this person in the here and now. We've got so many what ifs and scenarios, and we're 3 months, 6 months in advance. You know, part of wise trust in the early stages in a relationship is just taking in the information, what this person is letting me know about themselves in that moment.
Wow, Brad, you're giving us some really good, solid stuff. And I know it comes from so many years of counseling and helping other people. Is there anything else you'd like to say to our listeners when it comes to either security or singleness?
And this one may seem a little counterintuitive, but if we wrestle with insecurity, I think one of the best things we can do is to be okay with the insecurity. I think about coaches all the time. They're in a moment with a player and they tell them, don't be nervous. Well, that doesn't make any sense. That only makes them more nervous. Now they feel bad for being nervous. And so often what we do is we assume that an unpleasant emotion is bad. And when we feel bad for feeling insecure just because it's unpleasant, we add shame to the insecurity and we start beating ourselves up for feeling the way that we do. So if we're in a spot where it's like, hey, I'm just feeling a little insecure right now, it doesn't mean we embrace it as an identity and say, hey, this is the way I want to feel the rest of my life. But the best way to move past that insecurity is to get to the spot where we're comfortable with it. And again, that's where talking with good, trusted Christian friends about the moments where we feel that insecurity without beating ourselves up for it, getting conversationally comfortable with people that we already trust is one of the best ways to move past that.
Brad, where can people learn more about you or the work that you're doing?
I have a website like a lot of people do these days, bradhambrick.com, and that has blog articles, seminars, plenty of other things. It's arranged topically, so you can go from anxiety, depression, eating disorders, abusive relationships, a variety of subjects that may be of interest.
That's Brad Hambrick, pastor of counseling at the Summit Church in Durham, North Carolina. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.